This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, Good Neighbors. Episode number 118 of the Good Neighbor Podcast is sterile. Today we have Good Neighbor Jan Hoffman from Go Naples Concierge. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, pleasure. Excited to get to know a little bit more about what you do over at Go Naples. So why don't you go ahead and start off by sharing with our listeners what you do.
Okay. My wife, Vicky, and I, we own Go Naples Concierge. And it kind of started out as a home watch business, a regular home watch business in 2019. And by today, we're a full concierge service, which is very much driven by hospitality. My wife and I both have a huge history in international luxury hospitality. I've been working on cruise ships, country clubs, hotels throughout Manhattan, restaurants, Michelin-starred restaurants. For me, it all started in Germany, growing up on a farm, and with a little inn in the family. We basically have hospitality in our blood, right?
Yep.
So, with that drives our company here in Southwest Florida. We're taking care of the snowbirds' homes, cars, boats, whatever it is, while they're away, and actually do hospitality events for them when they're back in town. So we do wine tastings, mixology classes. I make sure they, get nice meals cooked and stuff like that. So
it's a full VIP experience.
That's right.
Very nice. Very nice. I was going to ask you how you got into this business and chose this business, but I guess I should kind of back up. And what made you come to Southwest Florida?
It's a good question. So I started my international career here in Naples, actually. I was offered a job in the year 2000. That was a job to work in the Caribbean as a chef. And that was the start of my international career. I left Germany in the age of 23. That was back then. Yeah, and then I kind of fell in love with Naples back then. And long story short, we ended up in New York. I was working as a chef in Westchester County, and we were kind of upset with the weather, so to say. We wanted to live somewhere more warm, more Caribbean-like. And we decided to move back down to Naples. I knew Naples, and I knew that it is a wonderful place to be. So that's how we ended up back down here in 2018. And my wife got pregnant with our second child, and I was working in a renowned club here in Naples. I was pushing 80, 90-hour work weeks. And I knew that is not going to be my future here. And then we decided on starting our own business. We came across a beautiful academy that taught people how to take care of people's homes. And we knew, okay, we're going to give this a shot. And yeah, we both took that class. We got certified as home watch professionals. We started our company, and it took off like a rocket.
Very nice. Very nice. So I guess along the way, you spoke of a couple already, but everybody has kind of a challenge or maybe an obstacle along their journey, especially when starting a new business. Is there something that happened along your journey that you can look back at now and say, you know what, I'm not glad I went through it, but I'm better because of it?
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about this question quite a bit. For me, it's all a matter of perception, and life always throws all kinds of challenges at us. And it's really what we make out of it and how we turn it into something positive or learn from it. Of course, you can imagine being working in a kitchen from very little on, or even being in the military in Germany. You are basically treated kind of not so nice. You're put down in many ways. And I think it teaches you in that way that you overcome these things and become meticulous and
a little bit more resilient, right?
A little more resilient. But yeah, I think the biggest takeaway for me was, all in all, that no matter what life throws at us, we kind of turn it into something positive and learn from it and just move on.
And that's a great way to look at it. You can't let that stuff bog you down. You gotta push forward. So are there any maybe myths or maybe misconceptions around what you do that we could maybe clear up for our listeners?
I think, many people I mean, home watch is what we do the most, but and you know, when people look at home watch, many people say that, you know, I have a smart home, I have all kinds of cameras, moisture detectors and stuff like that. I don't really need home watch, you know, I can take care of my home myself. But I think that's a big myth right there, and I'm about to break that one, because, you know, just think of your senses. When you walk into a home, you can smell stuff. A camera can't do that, right? You can feel things. You can feel the moisture a lot better as any you know, moisture detector or hygrometer does. So right there and then, even if you have a home that's extremely smart and tells you everything from afar, it can't really replace a home watch, you know. And then that brings me to the other myth that is, you know, once or twice a month is fine, you know. If somebody comes to my house every 2 weeks, 14 days is a long time in between visits. A lot of stuff can happen. And you and I know, you up in Estero, you get a lot more storms up there than we do down here in Naples. And, you know, with these thunderstorms rolling in on a daily basis, breakers trip, refrigerators go, or air conditioners stop working and whatnot. 14 days is a long time. You can have mold growth in as little as 72 hours within your home if you have an unattended situation.
And that just continues to grow and get worse as the time goes by. So imagine not being back for a month, 2 months, especially during peak winter or summer season when it's hot out. It can cause quite a bit of damage. So do you see any trends that are going on within maybe the home watch industry or what people are asking for?
I think that the home watch, as it is known, was always run by, you know, retirees. And I see a lot more younger people going into it and doing it in a more professional way rather than a hobby home watcher or like a neighbor doing a favor or something like that. So that trend is definitely there, that it becomes a more of a certified or hopefully soon a licensed profession. And yeah, I don't know. Of course, and I mentioned it. People thinking, you know, more smarter and whatnot, and smarting up their homes and whatnot. It's actually one of the services that we offer. If you want to smart up your home and whatnot, we will help you with that. We have vendors that we work with. They're well trained and vetted and vested by us. They will assist with doing so.
So you've got some good partnerships and like you said, vendors to help you out with all aspects of taking care of a home, which is nice.
That's right.
So I know owning a business can be a little demanding. Your time may be, your free time may be limited, but what do you enjoy doing outside of work?
Yeah, so we have two kids. We're, you know, a 4-year-old and an 8-year-old, and of course, most of our time that I don't spend in the business is all dedicated to them. So, and everything evolves around them. But, you know, I really love the beach. That's probably one reason why we moved down here. We spend a lot of time there with the kids. I'm a swimmer, you know, so I love swimming, riding our bikes, and I just recently got into firearms. So I'm starting to get into that. That's definitely something I'd like to follow a bit more.
So do you have a favorite beach down here? Not to tell everybody what your favorite beach is, but
yeah, right. Because recently it's crowded everywhere. You can't get parking, right? So yeah, we like to stay south of the pier, right? Okay. Because those beaches are, you know, for the residents only. You can only go there if you have your parking sticker, right?
Yep. Yep.
So there is one all the way up there on 37th Ave that we love to go to. It's past Port Royal, and that's what we love.
Nice, nice. And hopefully they get that pier repaired soon, right?
That's right.
And it's bring back its beauty. So is there maybe one thing that you wish our listeners knew about what you do that maybe they're not aware of or they don't know?
Yeah, so I touched on it briefly, but, you know, many people think, oh, yeah, home watch, you know, they go into my home, they report things, you know, whatever they find, maybe some irregularities and damages. But what people don't know is that we are with them all the way to the end. Let's say we find a leak, or we find something wrong with the air conditioner, or there's cracks everywhere and whatnot, and it needs to be resolved and whatnot. We will bring in the vendors. I mean, even if it's a vendor of their choice, and we will work closely until the entire issue is resolved. And every time we visit, we will make a full report with pictures, and every picture, by the way, is time stamped and dated. So for insurance reasons, that's a big thing right there. Insurances are moving out recently and just denying claims left, right, and center. And I think our pictures and our reports that we send out on a weekly basis, whenever we visit, as I said, they're time stamped and dated. They will eliminate this issue of having a pre-existing condition, so to say. So I think that's very important. So we're not just there to report, but we're also there to resolve the issue all the way to the end.
Yeah, and then make sure it's being done properly. And like you mentioned, the timestamp, because they don't want to pay anything they don't have to. So any reason they can find not to pay.
That's right. So just quickly on that, whenever we take on a new client, the very first visit, the initial visit, we take as many pictures of the interior, exterior, of every single angle of the house possible, just to make sure we have pictures of everything being in tip-top condition, and yeah, just to eliminate that.
That's smart, very smart. So how would our listeners go about contacting you if they wanted to learn more or needed a home that needs some watching?
Mm-hmm. So obviously, sure, you can call us in our office, which is 239-360-3605. And then we're all over social media, Facebook, Instagram, X, and LinkedIn. And that would be all at Go Naples Concierge. And then, of course, our webpage, www.gonaplesconcierge.com.
Perfect. Jan, it's been a pleasure getting to know you. Thank you for being such a good neighbor. And we hope to see you out in the community here soon.
All right. Thank you very much, Cabo.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.